News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. An air show at the Stevens Point Municipal Airport came to a tragic end yesterday. Police and fire department responders were called when an airplane crashed around 12:20 in the afternoon. Police Sergeant Tony Babel says the plane went down just east of the airport grounds.
The single plane was performing aerial maneuvers when it went down in a wooded area approximately 1,000 feet east of the airport runway. The 47-year-old pilot was pronounced dead at the scene. He was a scheduled performer for this year's air show. The pilot's name is not being released at this time.
Now, the rest of the air show was canceled, and the airport remained closed until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board are going to conduct a crash investigation. A Tomahawk woman has died in a rollover accident in the town of Bradley.
The woman has been identified as 55-year-old Susan Lane. Deputies got a call about a rollover crash in Tomahawk around 1:45 on Saturday. Officers say her vehicle went into the ditch, struck an embankment, and rolled over, trapping her inside. Lane was wearing her seatbelt. Spirit Air had originally been dispatched to the scene but was called off after EMTs arrived. The crash remains under investigation. Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
Kojibik Taconite says they have plans to drill more test holes in northern Wisconsin, but the DNR says the company has not yet applied for the necessary permits. Hydrologist and mining project lead director Larry Lynch says the DNR first needs to grant that license for exploratory drilling.
So in order to get that, they have to give us the locations of the holes, specify what their target depths might be, how they're going to drill the holes, how they intend to maintain the sites, handle stormwater, you know, basically give us a good description of what they intend to do.
The company has already drilled more than 20 boreholes from last summer and winter. Lynch says the DNR is also maintaining a presence and doing some data collection of its own in the mine site area. The U.S. soldier rescued from captivity in a prisoner exchange is being called a deserter. A former sergeant, Matthew Verkant, tells CNN that Bowie Bergdahl deserted during a time of war and that fellow Americans lost their lives searching for him. Veterans Administration Secretary Eric Shinseki resigned on Friday. Several top VA hospital and clinic officials in Arizona were fired first. Congressman Ron Kind says the former secretary did a lot of good for veterans, but was ultimately a distraction in this scandal.
I know we always care deeply about the lives of our veterans, and this always had to be about our veterans and not about him or anyone else or any political attack.
President Obama says that Deputy Secretary Sloan Gibson will be in charge of the VA at least temporarily. Wisconsin is celebrating June Dairy Month. Ag Secretary Ben Bransel says that Wisconsin's dairy industry is doing quite well.
$26.5 billion of our economy is generated from the dairy industry itself, and that's pretty significant value. Overall values for agriculture is $59 billion, so you can see that dairy makes up half of our agricultural activities.
Cast members of the Brady Bunch are remembering actress Ann B. Davis, who played the housekeeper Alice on screen. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Ann B. Davis fell at her home in California, did not recover. She was 88 years old. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Scattered rain and isolated thunderstorms during the morning today, then turning partly sunny and breezy in the afternoon, a high around 80. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, a low down to 58. On Tuesday, partly cloudy, less humid, continued blustery, a high of 75. Wednesday, partly cloudy, just a slight chance of a shower in the far southern part of the area, high 75. I'm Newsline, I'm meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Our real-time weather radar will be handy today because who gets what will depend on where you are. We still have the chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms through the morning and then redeveloping into the afternoon. Chris Conley, WSAU News.